Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. I started to call it Law Enforcement Day. The good news is this is the most protected the station's been at any point in time, as Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones was in earlier, and Lieutenant Freeze in with us now. And I got to ask you, told Sheriff Jones I was going to ask you, did you get into law enforcement because of your last name?
You know, I get that a lot. No, I did not. I kind of fell into it. But when I first started in 2008, my training officer was Crook. So together we were Freeze.
Are you
Crook.
Kidding me?
No.
You can't make this up.
No,
this
we couldn't make it up.
Wow.
So they told us they were going to take a picture of us and send it in to Leno. But everybody would ask me when they'd come up, is that really your name? I said, no, it's not really my name. I just put it on my shirt so I'd know what to say.
Riley that was in here with me earlier, he was too young to remember, but I told him, I said, I grew up watching the old police shows and Hawaii 5-0.
Right. One Adam 12.
Andy Griffith. Yeah, all those. And so they usually, when they ask somebody to stop, they would say Freeze. Right. That's what it's. Now you watch anything that's cop related and it's, you know, always stop police. You know, we're police stop. So they've stopped with the Freeze thing. So I thought, you know, I said, man, when he was younger, I bet they just, that was one of the things where it was in every cop show.
Oh, yeah. I always went on Halloween as a cop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just had the perfect name for it. So.
Well, and the next question that I got to bring up before we start talking about the toy drive is, I'm sure now you get asked all the time, are you a brother or cousin to the head football coach?
Well, I got asked this a lot, and I would tell everybody the same thing. Absolutely. How do you think I got him here? Actually, I've never met the man. I'm sure he's a great guy, but I've never actually met him.
That's great. So. That's fantastic. As I know, we're here to talk about toy drive. I was shocked to find out you were telling me this is the 50th?
The 50th year of doing Auburn toy drive.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah, it actually started back in 1974 with Auburn's first full-time African-American officer, mm-hmm. John Dunn, and his wife, Estella. They started it back then. It was called Toys for Underprivileged Children in Lee County. And then somewhere in the 80s, it transitioned into Toys for Tots and was run by the FOP Lodges.
Mm-hmm.
John and Miss Estella, they kept their hand in during that. But at some point in the early 2000s, we've made it the Auburn Toy Drive, so it's just ours.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is, like I said, it started in 1974. It's the 50th anniversary.
I guess a couple of things is, number one is there a way, if you're not a donator, but is there a qualification they have, or how do families say, hey, I may need help this winter?
So, you know, we treat this as a hand up, not a handout.
Okay.
You know, this is just for the people that are struggling. We know how it is around Christmas time, trying to buy for all your children, and we get it. But it's real easy if you'll go to the City of Auburn website.
Mm-hmm.
And I could give you the web address, but the easiest way to do it is just Google Auburn Toy Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first one that pops up. So,
okay.
And then you go in there, and then you'll download either a registration form. We have it in English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll email it back to me or my sergeant, Sergeant Dean, at toydrive@auburnalabama.org. It's super simple.
Yep. And because I ask it, because some people are – they may be a little too proud to ask, or maybe something where they may not even know that there's help out there for them.
Right.
Because you're right. I mean, mine now they're old enough where they want cool stuff, like clothes and stuff that's going to make them popular with their friends.
Sure.
But I can remember those days when they were little. I mean, being at some places where, especially like daycares and stuff, where some kids didn't get
right.
stuff that they did. And so, you know, it's a sad truth for this area. I tell everybody, Lieutenant Freeze, that we kind of live in a bubble. We don't realize, because I bring in guys like you, Martha Hink from the food bank, and I start hearing stories about the people that y'all help and the people that you get involved with. And you sit there and you go, man, I guess I got it really good. And I live kind of a special life, because there's some that, I mean, they can't afford a Barbie doll for their kid for the Christmas.
Right. Well, you know, we live in a very blessed community.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that you know, while we still have our issues and our problems, and we still have those that need a hand up, there's so many great people in this community that are willing to give that hand up. So I feel like I'm blessed every day. I thank God every day that I live in a community like we do now.
Yeah, it's as I said, it's a bubble where everybody's and it's a helpful neighborhood. I mean, I'm sure you guys get a lot of people that are return visitors to help out and donate every year.
Oh yeah, every time. As a matter of fact, the aorta, I think it's a 5K or whatever it is. They do it every year, and I think to enter, you got to bring a toy or something, and then they come and donate it on the day of the donation day.
That's awesome. And so, speaking of which, we're going to talk about the donation day and how you can get involved and some of the toys that they're going to be looking for as well. I think you'd be shocked to see that something can be simple, or are there some people that probably go all out that do this as well? I know that my wife is one. Whenever they start doing toy drives and they want something to go, she's spending more on them than she is on me, which is fine. That's great, because it's great that a kid can be uplifted. So we're talking Lieutenant Freeze. We're talking Auburn Police. We're talking Auburn Toy Drive as well. And we'll have more in a moment. Like this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking Auburn Toy Drive. Well, I guess we need to talk about day and when it takes place and what people need to expect when all that happens.
So right now, the time to get registered, it started last Saturday, which, you know, we were all busy with the football game. But so now's a good time to get on and do it. But you've got until Friday, November the 15th to register your children. It's real easy. Once you send the registration in, myself or my sergeant will sign you up. And then on December the 14th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're taking donations. Now, that doesn't mean that we only take donations then. And what I've been trying to encourage businesses, if they want to put a donation place out themselves and then bring it to us on the 14th, that would be fantastic. We can do a photo op, all that other stuff. But we'll take in those donations until 1 p.m. And then after that, we're going to start calling families, and they'll drive through and they'll pick up their toys.
That's awesome. What kind of, and I know this is kind of a dumb question, but what kind of type toys are we looking for little ones, for 2 to 4, from 4 to 6? What, you know, if somebody want to donate and they want to hit all age groups,
right? Well, so anything from 2 to 14, that's okay. What we do, 2 to 14, it needs to still be in the wrapping, the original wrapping, and no money, please, no monetary donations. We'll take anything. We'll take anything, big, small, whatever. We got a lot of kids. This has always been a real successful event, and we'll take whatever we can get to give these kids a great Christmas.
I will say this, working with various toy drives throughout the time that I've been here in Lee County, dating back to 1996, one thing that people forget is, don't forget, and it hits close to home because I got two girls, the girls, a lot of times it's easy to grab the toy gun or the basketball or the football or something of that nature, just because, but, you know, I will say the little girls with, it could be anything from, I mean, I said Barbies a while ago, but some sort of, you know, doll, some sort of toy, something.
Makeup, little makeup kits, that sort of thing. Yeah, the girls love that. I've got two girls and two boys at home. Yeah, the boys are easy. They're easy. They got little toys, you know, little guns, whatever. You know, they're happy with whatever.
Right.
Girls are a little more complicated, but they like the dolls. They like dress up stuff, anything like that. They'll take anything like that.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious, because I've said that when I've gone to various birthday parties through the years with my two. If we go to a boy's birthday, he's happy with the box that he gets.
Right.
Whereas we've gone to the girls' birthday parties, and mine included, I'll tell them mine right now instead of telling somebody else's, where they did the thing where they opened the present. They said, I already got one of these. I said, you just need to keep your mouth shut and say thank you.
That's exactly right. But let's just be honest, Ben. I'm 42 years old. I'm still happy with whatever I get. I'm still easy. You know, you give me a baseball, I'm good.
Yeah. You know? Somebody asked me that the other day. They were talking about gifts for birthday and for Christmas and all that. I said, there's a reason we guys ask for T-shirts and socks and underwear for Christmas.
Right.
Because we just appreciate getting a gift, and we're going to use it.
Right.
Like, that's all stuff that's usable.
Exactly.
So don't – because a buddy of mine's wife, she was like looking to get – something golf related, and I said, "Don't do that."
Right, because it's not exactly what he wants.
Exactly, I said, golf, hunting, anything of that nature. Let him get it.
Right,
you know, if you want to give him a gift card, he's not going to be mad with the gift card.
Right.
He can go get what he wants with the gift card. I said, but don't quote-unquote, surprise him.
Right.
I said, if you want to surprise him, he needs T-shirts, he needs socks. Well, that's just regular stuff. I said, exactly.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell you one thing that my wife did for us, and I think it really helped out, is if I want something, I'll go put it on our Amazon account as what I want.
Yeah.
And then she can just go get it.
There you go.
And so that she doesn't have to guess what I want.
Exactly. See, makes it so easy. So Auburn Toy Drive coming up. Again, the dates are a reminder for everybody. If you want to register, you can do it now.
Yes.
By going to the website. Again, the best way to do it, just Google Auburn Toy Drive. As Lieutenant Freeze said, it's going to be the first thing that pops up on there.
First thing that pops up. And then, but if for whatever reason you want to go to the website, it's auburnalabama.org/toy-drive.
Okay.
But once you do that and you download your registration form, you fill it out, you send it in to toydrive@auburnalabama.org.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to donate, that date is going to be December 14th, anytime between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. For volunteers, now I get this a lot too, folks that volunteer, go to that same website. If it's about halfway down the page, there's a little place for them to volunteer. And our volunteers, we appreciate, and we get a lot of them every year, and I appreciate every single one of them. And what they'll do is they'll be helping us take in the toys and sorting them out and getting them to each particular family.
Mm.
So
see, it makes it so easy, and you can make a family happy this year by doing it because the 14th, is that going to be? That's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday.
And so looking at that, so Saturday you'll have all day to do it. No danger of any sort of postseason play, it doesn't look like, for Auburn at this point. So,
unfortunately, no.
So you wouldn't have to worry about like missing any game of that nature that day in order to get involved. Man, it's we were talking about it this morning with the sheriff. I mean, you guys, how tough was that on y'all first 5 weeks of the season?
Wow, that was we called it the marathon. Yeah. It was a little rough. I do a lot of the scheduling for those events, and I can tell you for 5 weeks that I know I'm bald naturally or follically challenged, as I like
there
to say.
Go.
But if I had any hair, it would have all fell out.
Yeah,
so it was just so tough. And I know I'm so proud of our guys for pushing through and doing a good job. So
didn't this happen a couple of years ago or a few years ago? Didn't we have like five in a row?
I don't think we did have five in a row, but it was like 2017-ish.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a few years. Mm. So a lot of, and you know, we've got a really young department right now as far as patrolmen. So these guys they don't know what they're doing. I mean, as far as having to do that much work in that little amount of time, they're like, oh.
Yeah, I can imagine. So,
but the great thing was October was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to go see games, you know, sit at the house, you know.
Right.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, that every time it happens, and that's the thing, is that, first off, everybody wonders, everybody goes, why would the university? This comes from the conference. This comes from.
Right.
So you kind of get the hand that's dealt to you.
Right.
So keep that in mind as well. Thank you, sir. Website one more time.
Well, it is auburnalabama.org/toy-drive. And I forgot to say this, so I apologize. It's going to be at the Dean Road Recreation Center, 307 South Dean Road, says where the donation event is going to happen.
All that will be on the website as well. We take advantage anytime the public safety does something to help you guys out. I remember when ours were little, we even had the car seat check that we went and
we still
did
do that.
See, still doing it. So it is a free service. I mean, same thing with this. If you're somebody that's listening that needs to qualify and needs a little help, go to the website, fill out the form, free services. They're not going to ask anything in return. And if you have it in the goodness of your heart that you want to donate that day on the 14th, just head by there in December and do that as well. And I say go ahead anywhere from 2 to 14, so there's a big window there.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget about those little girls. I know it's easy to grab those grab those front-end items with all those at the end of the aisle, all those footballs and baseballs and basketballs. But,
right.
You know, go ahead and grab one of those dress-up, those princess dresses that my kids used to love
yes.
so much.
Oh, yeah.
Golly, those shoes. Yeah, the best part about that, though, is I told my wife when they first started walking and they were wearing those princess shoes.
Right.
We had the hardwood. You'd always tell where
the clickety-clack coming down there. Oh, yeah.
That and I remember the little light-up shoes, too. They love those.
Those are my favorite. I don't know why. I'm just as amused to it by them as they are. So.
It's fantastic. So, as always, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time coming.
Thank you for letting me on, sir.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Fox News just around the corner.
Auburn Opelika this morning, news talk.